present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones and Andre Melle in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parson.
Much indeed. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask them as usual to speak if they can for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And let's begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams.
What better? Lovely idea.
Well, Kenneth, a very good subject to start with, my undoing.
Ah!
Oh. So can you talk about that for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it covers a multitude of unpleasant pleasantries, depending, of course, on your proclivities. But I suppose foremost among the my undoing list would be the string of this.
And Andre Melle has challenged.
Well, you can't have the my... I mean, it's not grammar, it's deviation.
It was a little bit devious.
Foremost among the my undoing list. Because it's my undoing, it's headed, you see.
I know, but it really was a little bit confused. Your grammar was at that time.
All right.
So Andre Melle had a correct challenge, so she gets a point for that, and she takes over the subject. There are 48 seconds, Andre, on my undoing, starting now.
My undoing is cabinet pudding, ginger sponge, spotted dick, and Eccles cakes, the kind you get in Liverpool at the pubs when you've had,
Derek has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, it was. Derek Nimmo, you have a correct challenge. You have 38 seconds. You take over the subject of my undoing starting now.
My undoing is called a zip, which I much prefer to buttons. I find it much more useful in any way, because sometimes when you're out in the field, or perhaps behind a haystack, then you get your little brolly out and undo it. Because if you have what I call a ZAIP, rather than the other thing I said, if you see what I mean. Probably you don't. No, you don't look a bit astonished, don't you? I'm so sorry. Didn't you not understand, madam? I do beg your pardon. I'm so sorry. I was a bit worried about the audience. You couldn't tell what? Hello?
Deviation. It's gone right off.
God, he's gone undoing. Right off. There's no doubt about that. Right off the subject and right off his rocker almost, I thought. Andre, again, I agree with your challenge, so you have a point for that, and you have 17 seconds on my undoing starting now.
My undoing is challenging Kenneth Williams at the beginning of the show because he can be so sweet and charming and lovely, and if you get on the wrong side...
Derek Nimmo has
deviation is never sweet, charming and lovely.
Well, actually, I must be very fair. I've known Kenneth Williams to be sweet, charming, and lovely. So I...
Crawler.
I don't think that's very nice, Derek. After he's a very fine chairman. One of the very few...
Hello, this is Peter Jones speaking. I would like to disassociate myself from that remark.
Thank you very much.
I disagree with Derek's challenge. Okay, so you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You keep the subject 11 seconds, starting now.
Because if you stop his flow and rub him up the wrong way, it can get very tricky, you know, and a bit nasty. I mean, it's not his real nature.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
How can he be nasty if he's pleasant and lovely? Now, I want to tell you about my undoing, which is really something, and I've only got about 7 seconds.
Peter.
It was under the pier, the West Pier at Brighton, on Midsummer Eve.
What? I'm sorry, Peter. We'd love to hear about your undoing, but actually it was a wrong challenge.
Oh, I see.
Andre still has the subject.
You'll never hear about it now.
You almost told us about it. I think I stopped you just in time. 5 seconds, Andre. My undoing starting now.
My undoing happened one night on Blackpool Pier. Derek.
That was our undoing.
Derek, I agree with your challenge. You have 2 seconds on my undoing starting now.
My undoing is a rhinoceros.
The whistle that Ian Messiter blows so delicately for us tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that precise moment has an extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo. At the end of that round, he has 3 points. Andre Melle has 4. Peter Jones and Kenneth Williams have yet to score. And Derek, will you begin the next round? Derek, the subject is tape. Would you talk for just a minute on tape, starting now?
Of course, there are many different kinds of tape, aren't there, if one applies one's tiny mind to it. I think, firstly, I suppose... of summer sports days with the sun shining and running in my little white shorts with plimsolls on my feet towards the winning tape. Ahead of the field I go, striding out with long, furry legs. And I use the word mightily, like they would like to have a peek of the mouth.
Kenneth Williams has
challenged. Deviation, his legs aren't furry. They might be hairy, but they are not furry.
Kenneth, you've got the subject. You have 34 seconds on tape starting now.
In our minds, unquestionably, this is associated with recording the voice. Nowadays, if anyone says you have been taped, we all assume automatically that by the process of electronic communication or reproduction, depending, as I said before, on your proclivities.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
Of something, because he said it before.
But that's he said it in the other round, which he's allowed to do.
He
can actually have proclivities in each round if he wants to.
But it is boring if he always gives the same... Very boring speech each subject he gets. You know, he messed up the first one, didn't get a point. His own subject, you know. I don't know. I think he's overexcited tonight.
Oh! And I think he's getting all the rest of us rather overexcited. Kenneth, an incorrect challenge. You get a point for that. There are 14 seconds on tape starting now.
And the idea, of course, is that in court judgments...
Derek,
challenge. Of course.
Yes, you did say of course before.
He said it in the other round, though.
I said court.
Of course, you said.
Oh, of course, that's parts of speech, dear. We're all doing that. You're using and several times. You used and loads of times. I didn't pick you up on it, because, I mean, it's parts of speech. We're not going to bother with little things like that.
Derek, you have 11...
Sure, you all agree, don't you? That was just a part of speech, wasn't it? Yes, they all agreed.
Derek Nimmo has...
You all agree, don't you? Yes, thank you ever so much. Shut your mouth, you...
In. Derek Nimmo has 11 seconds.
Why don't
on...
they have a bouncer here?
I'd say if we had a bouncer here, you'd be the first person to be bounced
out. That's a nice... Thank you. Just kick me as you pass.
Derek Nimmo, you have 11 seconds on tape starting now.
I have some lovely sticky tape at home, which I go round and stick on my clematis because I'd like to know which plant is different to the other one, if you see what I mean. I have a lovely Montana Rubens.
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Deviation. You said different to, whereas it's different from. You cannot differ to someone. You differ from someone, the great nit.
You have half a second on tape, Kenneth, starting now.
Well, there's... Oh, I didn't get it out! I was going to say bias. Bias. What's that? Base bias. Bias there.
At the end of that round, Derek Nimmo, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams are equal in the lead, and Peter Jones is behind them. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is credit cards. 60 seconds, credit cards, Peter, starting now.
Credit cards, I think, are a marvellous invention. They're durable, hard-wearing, tough. You can use them for endless things. I've got one under the leg of a wonky table. And I use it, another one, as a shoehorn, because it's... you can bend it.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, but he really...
He's hardly underway. Have you any gallantry at all? Isn't
he was finding it very difficult with all the animated reactions he was getting from you beside him to...
Why? He was combing my hair during some of it.
I know. Peter, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You have 42 seconds on credit cards starting now.
And I mended the bottom of a waste paper bin with another, glued it and...
hesitation.
That one I agree with, yes. 35 seconds on credit cards with you, Andre, starting now.
These credit cards, I think they started in America. And the thing is that you don't have to have any money. Because I had a girlfriend there, and she opened her handbag, and there were hundreds of these things. She hadn't got a sou in the bank, and she said it's a disadvantage, as a matter of fact, because you can't get another credit card if you pay with cash. The thing is to go on getting more and more of these credit cards.
And Derek Nimmo
challenged.
More and more.
Yes, were too much there.
That's true.
Derek, 14 seconds on credit cards starting now.
I really do think they're an absolute abomination because they do give you a totally false feeling of security. You might not have a sou like Andre's dear friend in New York.
Andre Melichard.
I thought he'd hesitated before he thought it was.
No, he was keeping going under great pressure.
I know who you
there are.
Are
6 seconds on credit cards, Derek, starting now.
I have one sent to me from my bank, and when I take it into a shop, people very often say to me...
That's the problem of judging on hesitation, because it depends on the pace at which you're going. Right, Derek has taken the lead at the end of that round. He was speaking when the whistle went. He got the extra point. Andre's behind him, then Kenneth, and then Peter Jones. And Andre, your turn to begin. The subject, jelly babies. Can you talk about them for just a minute, starting now?
Jelly babies are not what they used to be. When I was young, they were innocent, lovely little sweeties. But some educationalists got the idea that small children should know about the facts of life. And where did they start? With jelly babies. Now there are blue boy ones and pink girl versions. You go to the shop and you try and find out how many of each you're going to get. That's what my daughter does. And if you really feel...
Deviation. If she's going to talk about the subject properly, I mean, she's either going to do it or sit and fall about laughing. I mean, let's decide what she's going to do. She's sitting there laughing. And I'm just about sick of this. I've come here to play this game seriously, and I'm just about fed up with people sitting there laughing. Just laughing about the whole time. I'm just about fed up with it. Look here. I've come a long way to play this game, and I think it's high time. Oh!
Right, Andre, what is your challenge, Kenneth?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether she was laughing or speaking seriously, and I...
She was speaking seriously with a laugh in her voice.
Oh, I see.
And she wasn't deviating from the subject, so she has a point for an incorrect challenge, and therefore she...
Finally gone round the twist. I knew he would do one.
27 seconds left for jelly babies, starting now.
You get about 22 to the quarter, and watching them being poured out into that scales, oh, it's exciting. You're going to think of that sugary, lovely taste, all those awful things that go into it that are so bad for you, and you're going to go home and open that little packet the way I'm talking as if Derek Nimmo would tell us.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
They don't put things in that are bad for you. It's quite erroneous to say that.
Well, I mean, I think you can say that sugar things are bad for your teeth. So it's in that sense, she probably was correct.
But she's spreading the idea all over the world through the medium of this radio that jelly babies are actually harmful. And
well, I'm
I think
sorry
that's
for the people who make jelly babies, but they are harmful for people's
well,
teeth.
Well, I have an uncle in the jelly baby business, as a matter of fact. And I'm looking after his interests.
Well, I'm sorry, but she wasn't deviating from jelly babies, so she keeps the subject, and there are 13 seconds left, starting now.
Just one, perhaps two, taken once a day.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Repetition of two. We had two before.
Yes, we had one and two before. Derek, a correct challenge, 9 seconds on jelly babies, starting now.
I am a tremendous aficionado of jelly babies. I like the green ones best. I don't know why. Perhaps from childhood longings. I used to rush...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
They don't make green ones. Andre Melly has told us they're pink and blue.
I must say, I've never seen a green jelly baby.
Yeah, they do.
No, well, have you seen green jelly babies? Derek Nimmo has another point and 1.5 seconds on jelly babies starting now.
I like chewing the heads off first.
Williams, your turn to begin a nice historical subject for you that Ian Mester's thought of, Nostradamus. Would you talk about him for just a minute, starting now?
Nostradamus, not to be confused, of course, with nostril, which is what you blow through. Oh, I've repeated it.
Andre's challenge.
Ha and a ha, repeat.
Ha ha ha, three ha.
Three ha.
that was just a facetious throwaway. Why, do you want the subject then?
No.
No.
Well, you've got it.
Well, we'll give you a point for a correct challenge. We'll leave the subject with Kenneth, who has Nostradamus, and 52 seconds, starting now.
Well, I understand he was some sort of fortune teller born in France. I think he was sometime known as Michael D. Notre Dame, however you may choose to pronounce that, and became...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
He was going a bit slow,
you want the subject, do you? Is that what you want? You want to get it away from me, is that it?
No, I just want to win the game. You know how very competitive I am.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, all right, I'll do the same with Peter. I will do the same with you. I'll do the same with you as I did with Andre, and then it's fair to everybody. I'll give you a point for a correct challenge, but leave the subject with Kenneth. Kenneth! 36 seconds, starting now.
And he was physician in ordinary to the king, who was Charles IX, and his father, of course, was Henry, and his mother, de Medici, Catherine. Now, up to that period, you had a lot of trouble, of course, with that...
Of course. There you are.
What do you mean? What do you mean? This is a disgrace. Are you interrupting me?
Yes.
Yes.
You keep saying of course all the time.
Peter Jones, you have 22 seconds on Nostradamus, starting now.
Cast your mind back... I thought you were supposed to be allowed to get started.
You shouldn't enjoy other people's misfortunes.
Oh,
so much.
I know.
It doesn't become you.
I was lucky. What about that sadist over there eating jelly babies' heads? Horrible.
Well,
on me.
The cannibalistic jelly baby head eater has got 20 seconds on Nostradamus starting now.
His great prophecy of 1555 still resounds around the whole wide world when he forecasts all these holocausts that have fallen upon us and knows that are yet to come. Go, you are here now. Repent, because the Lord will be with you soon. Remember the words of Nostradamus as you guard this theater tonight.
Well, Nostradamus.
Half the audience walked out during that.
I nearly went with them, actually.
I don't think they walked out. I think they passed out.
Well, that's what I mean.
And Derek certainly nearly passed out. But he did get an extra point, speaking when the whistle went, increased his lead. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. Rude remarks. We've had quite a few of those in the programme so far today, but will you talk about them for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Well, who's your fat friend, I suppose, is one of the most memorable of them. But a lot depends on the circumstances in which these things are uttered. I can recall Hermione Gingold saying something quite devastating to me after a very unsuccessful television program in which I had participated with her, not cooperated, you understand. We didn't seem to have any mutual admiration at all. And when it was all over, I tapped on her dressing room door. She opened it and I said, I just popped in to say goodbye. And she said, I'm going to repeat it, goodbye, and closed the door. And that, in the circumstances...
Eric Nimmo challenged.
Well, even if... I mean, he did repeat it, didn't he?
Said yes, goodbye, and I said... Goodbye, goodbye.
It was a good anecdote. It was worth repeating. I think you should allow a bit of license there, Derek. I think that's very hard.
Yes, he couldn't have very well...
You know how keen Peter is to play the game properly.
Derek, you have a correct challenge and 21 seconds on rude remarks starting now.
Oh, sucks to you, Nicholas Parsons, is one of my favourite rude remarks. And oh, blow off, I say, occasionally, to dear Kenny Williams. And it does make him smile, you know. He's got such a nice turn of wit, hasn't he, I think. Lovely, rosy cheeks. Nice mum, too, actually. She comes here sometimes. Oh, fiddle-dee-dee. What? Ooh,
and Andre...
Well, I mean, he was... What do we call it? Not digressing, you know, wasn't
deviating,
it?
Deviating. Yes, he'd gone off to kill his mum instead of rude remarks.
Yes, he was.
Andre, you have a correct challenge and you have 5.5 seconds on rude remarks starting now.
Rude remarks are something that I would never stoop to. I mean, the company here do seem to occasionally say... Right.
Well, Andre was speaking then when the whistle went. And Andre, your turn to begin. The subject, the hippopotamus. Can you talk about the hippopotamus starting now?
The hippopotamus is large, fat, with a very thick skin, like some I could mention, and has short legs, tiny eyes, comes from Africa, and can be found in the zoo, most places which have them. It is supposed to be a kind of
Derek
endearing.
Nimmo.
Grammatically incorrect.
Grammatically incorrect.
Incorrect.
Monsieur, your challenge was grammatically incorrect. Oh, I'm not going to allow it and let Andre continue. 42 seconds, Andre, starting now.
Dr. Philip Fitzwilliam Herbert Smith has been doing a study on the love life of the hippopotamus.
Yes,
hesitation.
Yes. Well, I suppose you would call it that,
yes. Bottom, whatever you like. Or repetition,
We have 33 seconds for you, Derek, now, on the hippopotamus starting now.
A hippopotamus is a pachydermatous animal, which means, as Andre has just said, it has a very thick skin. It is derived from the Greek
Andre,
word...
Andre, you've challenged.
Well, I just said it.
Yeah, but he didn't say it, you see. He's allowed to say it in the round, if he wishes.
Yeah, well, he was showing off.
He does that all the time, so that's nothing new. He was trying to win, he was showing off, he was playing
Spell
for points.
It.
Playing to the audience, but he does all those things all the time in the programme, so he gets a point for an incorrect challenge, and there are 27 seconds. The hippopotamus, Derek, starting now.
Hippopotamus comes from the Grecian word for horse, hippo, and really means...
Andre.
Repetition, because he's showing off again.
Very good challenge. A very good. You agree, don't you? Yes. Don't drop off.
He wasn't repeating. Repetition has got to be repetition of something
so
which he
pedantic.
Has said.
Oh, don't be so pedantic, you dreary old fool, going on.
Don't
put your finger
so
out, get on with it.
The
whole thing's grinding to a halt. He's dropped off up there. Look.
Andre, it was an incorrect challenge. There are 23 seconds on the hippopotamus, Derek, starting now.
I got a lovely little book at home called Harry the Hippo. That's more down to her level. Jolly funny book. Lovely to read to my children.
Kenneth Williams.
Two books, I'm afraid.
Yes, there were.
Well,
Kenneth,
two
you
volumes,
have the subject.
Actually.
You have 16 seconds on the hippopotamus starting now.
Then a portly hippopotamus came lumbering into view, of biggish size, with tear-stained eyes and a pinafore of blue. And the itty-bitty potamus was very glad she'd come, because she was his hippopotamum. What are you doing? What was going on? What was going on? What were you doing?
I wanted you to finish the rhyme. It was so
lovely.
There
was something going on behind my back. I saw it at the corner of my eye.
Messiter, I said, don't blow your whistle. Take it out of your tonsils for a minute. I'm sure everybody wants to hear you finish the rhyme.
Oh.
I wish to encourage you all, in spite of the rude remarks that you make most of the time. Kenneth, it's your turn to begin again. The subject is hanging wallpaper. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
This can be delightful, especially if the design is by someone as brilliant as William Morris. Surely a man who has created a hallmark, so to speak, in this particular field. I was once engaged in paper hanging with such a beautiful paper that I was almost in my work, so to speak, mesmerized.
Derek Nimmer has
chanted. Of two, so to speak.
Yes, I'm afraid so, yes. Well, Derek, you have a point, a correct challenge, and there are 37 seconds on hanging wallpaper starting now.
I like using cold water paste best, you know, the old-fashioned kind. I don't like these new ones, the new...
Kenneth Williams.
Two likes. I like using cold wallpaper. I don't like.
Yes.
Two likes, you see. You said like twice. Do you understand what I mean, dear?
You wait.
Kenneth, you have 31 seconds on hanging wallpaper starting now.
And as I hung it, I thought of the Borisy, Florisy gowns that those ladies wore in Edwardian England. And I thought of that man. Who's buzzed me again?
She's got a nerve and she...
Yes, Andre, that's right. He did say that twice. And there are now 22 seconds for you on hanging wallpaper starting now.
I've just joined the Society for the Prevention of Hanging Wallpaper. How would you like to be paper splayed out?
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Well out.
Yes, she was trying to think of an expressive expression and failed. And there are 15 seconds on hanging wallpaper with you, Derek, starting now.
Actually, when you rarely apply...
Kenneth Williams.
What is all this talk?
It reminded me of you sometimes.
I think he's impersonating Clement Freud in that poor man's absence and taking the rise out of infirmity. Taking the rise. I mean, that's dreadful. Very bad.
I thought he was much closer to you.
Why doesn't he use a proper voice like me?
Why isn't Clement a wrong challenge? Yes. You have 13 seconds on hanging wallpaper, Derek, starting now.
Oh, yes, dear, I love hanging wallpaper. Oh, it's such fun. It's marvellous. No idea what it's like. It's absolutely super. You go out and you hang it up. Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Oh, yes.
Someone throw a bucket of water over it. He's hysterical. He'll frighten the children.
Frighten them. He actually was trying to impersonate Kenneth Williams, which is almost impossible.
Absolutely.
Well, that's why he got so frenetic. What's your challenge?
Mysteria.
Give Peter a bonus point. Leave the subject with Derek. Hanging wallpaper, Derek, starting now.
I put my trestle table down in the middle of the room and I get my brush, dip it into the water, get the glue out, put it on the back of the paper.
Derek Nimmer was then speaking when the whistle went. He got the extra point. I'm afraid we have no more time to play just a minute, so let me now give you the final score. Peter Jones finished in fourth place, which is unusual for him, behind Kenneth Williams, who was in a good third place. Andre Melly was way up there with a lot of points in second place, but Derek Nimmer this week excelled himself. He got no less than 20 points, a very high figure, and this week he is our winner, Derek Nimmer. Hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.
Thank you.